I don't know the exact date, but we've been getting the timing from a lot of places that a lot of things are going to happen between now and the middle of September. We're talking about all before the election time.
Including running into null time.
Right.
Including running into null time.
And you think they don't know that?
How's null time going to affect their plans? The elite. Because
well,
they can't control it.
Oh, but they can work around it. It's the ones who don't know. It is you precious sheep that think it's better to be dumb and just line up at the welfare line. But do we dare run that chance? I mean, I can eat today. It's interesting to know.
I can remember that none of these things.
Right. And you're going to remember it again, and I'm sorry that you have to, some of you remember it twice. It's like a bad record rerun, isn't it?
You should build up more supplies. You need them.
Well, and yet, you can't do it for everyone, you see.
No.
And that's something else that happens. One say, oh, well, somebody will do it.
They won't.
Well, you're talking about it. See? Well, God wouldn't let me starve. I trust him. God also said, get off your duffs and get doing.
That's it. Those who help yourselves.
Yeah. Amanda? I've been over to the survival store 3 different times. And Patricia.
I went over to the survival store to purchase stuff 3 different times, and each time Patricia says to me, oh, bless you, you're the only customer I've had today. What are these people doing? You know, I've been digging a root cellar since 85, and if I hadn't have done it, I'd be scared to death, because I lived 17 years in Washington, D.C., and I know what those politicians are like. A town does not lie to you. So get your survival stuff if you plan to make it in this manifestation.
That's right. They couldn't even make enough money to even stay open. And yet we knew that when we went into it. But it gives you an opportunity to plan what the needs are and begin to make your list and work together as a group. I have some good news. It seems like I always bring bad news. Well, I'm sick of the bad news. And you ones who want to deal with little boxes and things like this for good health, for instance, that's not what you're going to use. You can build all those you want, and mentally some are going to be healed with them. And to get yourself in balance, you can sit on magnets. And it may literally affect the different elements in the body. But you're talking 20 minutes versus thousands of years. I don't need to explain. It matters not one whit. Because knowing what life is, you have to know that all things are. And therefore, when something is discovered or invented, you have to know that it was already there. It probably was not put there 15 minutes before you got there. But nothing is an accident. I accidentally discovered atomic energy. No, you were working at something, and something happened, and you noticed that it happened. Well, for the same reason that you can mix a DNA from a piece of plastic, introduce it into the DNA molecule of a plant, and produce plastic film or plastic substance that can be utilized any way that plastic can be. You have to understand, number two, what is a virus? I've told you over and over and over, it is a crystal, a crystalline life form created from a DNA, and it can be created to do anything. Consequently, you can create something to counter it. We know how, and one's very, very certain ones know how now to create a substance which is life form. And at this point, I believe that it's kind of used for a vitamin solution of some kind or something, a health enhancer. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want you chitter-chattering about it by name. But that substance, in conjunction with an algae DNA, will produce everything you need for life sustenance forever and ever. Amen. It will be also like a little Pac-Man. Right over there, HIV. Cancer, hot dog. What you are dealing with are man-constructed microbes, etc. And at this point, your immune systems cannot fight these things. And therefore, the only thing you have to work with, say, well, anthrax is out of the question anyway. I'm not even going to deal with those truly death-producing organisms that they've got saved up for you. But you really, literally harm your body by your vaccinations and things. You have gone and intentionally introduced these things into your system. You are fighting cancer with the most deadly things there are, the most atrociously poisoned elements in chemotherapy and radiation therapy. These not only produce cancer, they kill everything. And it's hit and miss. Oh, well, the ear cancer got better. Liver's not doing too well. You have one kind of cancer. So basically, you only have one kind of disease. Even an anthrax microbe cannot touch you if your immune system is good enough to counter it. And your immune system can be built so that it will counter it specifically. But what you have, the HIV virus, is a lazy little son of a gun. It goes and tucks itself away in the T cell and it sits there and you can't budge it. It's innocent of all this crap thrown at it. But everything that is produced as a side element causes a lowering of the immune system's ability to handle mutant cells. You see, you have a very normal thing happening all over your body zillions of times. Everything divides into two. Then it divides into two. And then it divides into two. And sometimes it will divide into three. And it shouldn't have. So one of those is going to be genetically impure. here comes your immune system, gobble up it. And it can handle a great, great load. But what happens is the complete bombardment and the weakening of your body has weakened your immune systems to the point you can't even throw off a cold. And if you get one, let's go get some poison and treat it. Well, I grant you, you're very apt to die if you don't treat it because now the body can't, it's weak. It's weak. And I don't want to hurt the feelings of you ones with the herbs. But it's not touching it. It may strengthen a little bit and maybe this invasion might not like whatever you're giving it or you might be strengthened enough to overcome more quickly. But you're not, it's not curing. And it does give you something to do, and a lot of you really love it. You've got bottles all over the place, and you've got a little solution for this, and we'll put a little in the ear, and rub a little on the lips, and you know. And this is good, because it keeps you busy and learning. You will bother to go learn. And there will be a time when the pharmaceutical houses will not allow you to have anything.
They're already working on it.
Oh, yes, and they're even going to get your vitamins away.
That's right.
Because they don't. And guess what? One of the ones, folic acid, for instance, they've already gotten the important ones for countering and enhancing your immune system. They've already got those under control. So they have to work now. And when you find that your big pharmaceutical houses are taking over the chlorella fields, they're going into that business because it produces, chlorella is the best source you've got for beta carotene. But if all you do is treat your body with beta carotene, you're going to have beta carotene poison. So the main thing that we find with the human person is total unreasonableness. If a little bit's good, let's take the bottle and become addicted. And you see, also, don't misunderestimate the addictive value of these over-the-counter things. Dexatrim, ladies, is the most addicting substance. Mixed with a little alcohol will absolutely make you crazy. So you're not informed, and they don't want you to be informed. They go out of their way to make sure you don't get informed. And the ones who own the oil companies also own the pharmaceuticals, you see. And they run the medical association. But we're going to come up with some very specific things. And when you can treat that cell life, there isn't any reason for death, is there? Except a physical, conscious weariness with this game, and I'd rather go on for a while. This is why you find Pleiadians living 1,000 years without batting an eye. And usually will transition for a different experience. There isn't any reason that you die off, except you kill yourself off. And I agree, 100 years is enough of this place. 100-year dose is enough. So let's always remember that when the truth comes through and you begin to have this balanced form of life-giving substance, it is getting you ready for a finer life. And that is glory. That is hope. And that's what sets you apart from the doom and gloomers. And they can call me anything they want. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Unfortunately, they often shout words while they're using sticks and stones. But we've got the glory train, people. Is everybody tired of this? Mm-hmm.
or the questions.
Do you have some real serious questions?
Can the underground shelters be picked up
by satellite?
Oh, yes.
Okay. In other words, we was to pull in our yard, they would know it, right?
Yes. Even the planning commission will know it.
Simple question, and that is that I've been visited by space beings since I was a child, and I am still not clear as to the reason why, and I continue to be in physical form and etheric form.
Take it up with the other guys.
Okay.
Ready for some more?
Yes.
Are the two recent earthquakes in California natural or man-made?
Oh, they're man-made.
Okay. Was the explosion in Mexico deliberate or due to negligence?
Oh, my goodness. Deliberate. They bombed it. They placed bombs in there.
Why?
Oh, man. It's over oil. It's over oil. Man is... can be so incredibly vile. Oh, it's terrible. No, it was deliberate. And I'm going to remind you once, there are cobalt bombs underlying New York City too. And what you saw in Chicago recently with the flooding, every city is old, the infrastructures are weak, and it's going to happen all over your nation.
Was the current affairs program on UFO sightings and testimony of abductees the beginning of a public disinformation program? Do you know when the little grays will, quote, go public? Are these alien replicas under the control of only the U.S. government, or is the conspiracy hierarchy involved?
Oh, the conspiracy hierarchy is completely involved. And no, they're not just here. But the ones that concern you are. This is where the major technology has taken place. And you see, the ones in the higher technology of I don't know any other term to call it because it's called this, White Russia. You see, we're busy working on higher space technology and literally didn't see any need for all of this genetic study. So, but you cannot separate the hierarchy. It's all evil hierarchy, all anti-Christ, anti-God, is working for the same goal, and that is control of this planet. So you're going to have all of this technology scattered everywhere. And you have more Russians in your scientific fields, more communists, than you have your own scientists. So you cannot separate anything anymore. There's no way to separate it. Your own CIA has more KGB agents and the communists right out of Russia are training your police departments in all your major cities. That's how integrated you already are. You already are there. this is not something you can think about next year or the year after. You are in it. It's not somewhere out there anymore. It's not one day. It's just, will it be today or tomorrow? It's already now recognized and being made public on some of these programs that are slipping through on public broadcasting system. And you have to know that if they're slipping through, there's a dual reason. One is to get you informed, and one is to tell you exactly how it is going to be. And on your public broadcasting system this last week, possibly on the weekend, but I believe it was even in the week, they talked about setting up these empty military bases into compounds which are now ready, guess what, to house the homeless, of which they expect multitudes.
That's everybody.
That's everybody. So if you keep your eyes and ears open, you learn, and it's here.
What made the French rocket launches on April 15th the most important of the century? What was their payload?
I'm not going to tell you what the payload was. The reason they're important is because you are coming upon this cycle and you need more surveillance. And they were attempting to cause an encounter of some kind, hoping to trigger the atmospheric radioactive belt. And it's not a problem to you because neither one were allowed to be left. We didn't take them out. Russia took them out. You're at war with Russia. Remember, in retaliation, you got one of your spacecraft shot down. Two of them, basically, rendered useless over here at Northrop. When was that? Friday, 3 weeks ago? You're running into a lot of planes coming down. Basically tit for tat. One over there, one over here. You're just in it. I can't, you know, these little isolated things I'm happy to talk about, but it's just all part of the whole.
Are the Russians who have the files on Kennedy's assassination going to release them publicly or just threaten to unless they receive all the aid they request? Was the recent documentary moderated by James Earl Jones on the assassination conspiracy an elite authorized effort to expose Bush and others, or was it a conscientious effort by those who contributed to the film to publicize the truth?
The latter part of that I can't answer. I don't keep up with it. The first part was what?
Are the Russians who have the files on Kennedy's assassination going to release them publicly or just threaten?
It's just a tool right now.
Okay.
Some of it will come out. It's coming out. It's coming out to perfection.
Can you verify that there is an energy vortex that encompasses Albuquerque, New Mexico?
The vortex itself is a gallop, so I guess so.
Can you please report on what took place at the meetings of the Pleiadians and the MJ-12 group in 1947 when former Air Force General Nathan Twining was a member of that group?
About the same thing that always takes place. Zero cooperation. No, I cannot go into that.
Number seven, is the range of emotions of Earth people the same as humans throughout the universe?
Universe is very big. I can't answer it. Generally, you respond like human beings. There are some human beings on some planets who don't respond basically at all emotionally. They are strictly reasoning beings, logic beings.
Please tell us about your childhood, your parents, wife and son, your home, the city,
and how do Pleiadians do it? Well, you'd find it boring compared to Earth.
Well, it says, do you know what and when your next mission will be?
Good grief. Thank goodness there's time in between to ponder these things. I've never had any more fun than I'm having. Neither have you.
Will you see Earth through the Global Plan 2000 and the planetary changes?
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it. Surely that's our mission. That's our only mission.
I have the questions from John in Ridgeway, Ohio, about Seth, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and so forth. I don't see a question, but perhaps you perceived that he had a question.
Well, maybe he wanted to hear Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. He did it through harmonics. No, I don't know. You'll have to read it. You have it.
Well, it seems that the Bible was written for the Hebrew and the Israelite people, Seth, Abram, Isaac, Jacob, who was named Israel.
Oh, well, I don't think I need to put you through it. One tries to figure out, why then do you have these writings and what could have been their purpose? The purpose of those writings from the very beginning was to set you up so that you would assume you had to end exactly like you're told. And you've done it. And all the while, you could have changed it. And you can still change it. But now you are at the apex of the pendulum swing. And then you're going to go back and it's going to change anyway. But at any point, you could have overridden any of those prophecies. But literally, if you are going to build a house for yourself, you are going to visualize what you want, and you're going to see to it that the architect builds or plans a drawing, a blueprint. And then you're going to insist that all those carpenters and constructors follow that plan. And so the plan was well laid. And as it would get out of control and look like you're going to lose control of your house, more little rules would be put in. And all you've done is march to that drummer right down through the eons of time. Without reason, without logic, big bangs, evolution, whatever comes along and some authority tells you, you don't know the difference, so you accept it on the voice of authority. And yet you have no qualification for authority. William Buckley sits on TV all slapped back in his chair, which isn't too uncomfortable, really. And he says, this may be your last chance. And then to pick up this National Review, where you can hear everything that's important, you know, like, he is the chief editor, so Mr. Buckley will tell you what's important. And I think right now the thrust is on Zionism and anti-Semites, the anti-Semitic movement.
Let me hold a minute while I turn the tape.
I don't know the exact date, but we've been getting the timing from a lot of places that a lot of things are going to happen between now and the middle of September. We're talking about all before the election time.
Including running into no time.
Right. Including running into no time.
And you think they don't know that?
That's not going to affect their plans.
Pardon?
How is that?
Hold on.
Running into no time.
How is no time going to affect their plans? The elite.
Well,
they can't control it.
Oh, but they can work around it. It's the ones who don't know. It is you precious sheep that think it's better to be dumb and just line up at the welfare line.
Won't be any welfare.
So, but do we dare run that chance? I mean, I can eat today. It's interesting to know.
I can remember
that these,
none of these things.
Well, right. And you're going to remember it again, and I'm sorry that you have to, some of you remember it twice. It's like a bad record rerun, isn't it?
You should build up more supplies. You need them.
Well, and yet, you can't do it for everyone, you see.
No.
And that's something else that happens. One say, oh, well, somebody will do it.
They won't.
Well, you're talking about it. See? Well, God wouldn't let me starve. I trust him. God also said, get off your duffs and get doing.
That's it. Those who help yourselves.
Yeah. Amanda? I've been over to the survival store 3 different times. And Patricia?
I've been over to the survival store to purchase stuff 3 different times. And each time, Therese, Patricia says to me, oh, bless you, you're the only customer I've had today. What are these people doing? You know, I've been digging a root cellar since 85. And if I hadn't have done it, I'd be scared to death because I lived 17 years in Washington, D.C., and I know what those politicians are like. A town does not lie to you. So get your survival stuff if you plan to make it in this manifestation.
That's right. They couldn't even make enough money to even stay open. And yet we knew that when we went into it. But it gives you an opportunity to plan what the needs are and begin to make your lists and work together as a group. I have some good news. It seems like I always bring bad news. Well, I'm sick of the bad news. And you ones who want to deal with little boxes and things like this for good health, for instance, that's not what you're going to use. You can build all those you want. And mentally, some are going to be healed with them. And to get yourself in balance, you can sit on magnets. And it may literally affect the different elements in the body. But you're talking 20 minutes versus thousands of years. I don't need to explain. It matters not one whit. Because knowing what life is, you have to know that all things are.
And therefore, when something is discovered or invented, you have to know that it was already there. It probably was not put there 15 minutes before you got there. But nothing is an accident. I accidentally discovered atomic energy. No, you were working at something, and something happened, and you noticed that it happened. Well, for the same reason that you can mix a DNA from a piece of plastic, introduce it into the DNA molecule of a plant, and produce plastic film or plastic substance that can be utilized any way that plastic can be. You have to understand, number two, what is a virus? I've told you over and over and over, it is a crystal, a crystalline life form created from a DNA, and it can be created to do anything. Consequently, you can create something to counter it. We know how, and ones very, very certain ones know how now to create a substance which is life form. And at this point, I believe that it's kind of used for a vitamin solution of some kind or something, a health enhancer. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want you chitter-chattering about it by name. But that substance, in conjunction with an algae DNA, will produce everything you need for life, sustenance, forever and ever. Amen. It will be also like a little Pac-Man. Right over there, HIV. Cancer, hot dog. What you are dealing with are man-constructed microbes, etc. And at this point, your immune systems cannot fight these things. And therefore, the only thing you have to work with, say, well, anthrax is out of the question anyway. I'm not even going to deal with those truly death-producing organisms that they've got saved up for you. But you really, literally harm your body by your vaccinations and things. You have gone and intentionally introduced these things into your system. You are fighting cancer with the most deadly things there are. The most atrociously poisoned elements in chemotherapy and radiation therapy. These not only produce cancer, they kill everything. And it's hit and miss. Oh, well, the ear cancer got better. Liver's not doing too well. You have one kind of cancer. So basically, you only have one kind of disease. Even an anthrax microbe cannot touch you if your immune system is good enough to counter it. And your immune system can be built so that it will counter it specifically. Specifically. But what you have, the HIV virus, is a lazy little son of a gun. It goes and tucks itself away in the T cell and it sits there and you can't budge it. It's innocent of all this crap thrown at it. But everything that is produced as a side element causes a lowering of the immune system's ability to handle mutant cells.
You see, you have a very normal thing happening all over your body zillions of times. Everything divides into two. Then it divides into two. And then it divides into two. And sometimes it will divide into three, and it shouldn't have. So one of those is going to be genetically impure. Here comes your immune system. Gobble up it. And it can handle a great, great load. But what happens is the complete bombardment and the weakening of your body has weakened your immune systems to the point you can't even throw off a cold. And if you get one, let's go get some poison and treat it. Well, I grant you, you're very apt to die if you don't treat it, because now the body can't, it's weak. It's weak. And I don't want to hurt the feelings of you ones with the herbs. But it's not touching it. It may strengthen a little bit, and maybe this invasion might not like whatever you're giving it, or you might be strengthened enough to overcome more quickly. But you're not, it's not curing. And it does give you something to do, and a lot of you really love it. You've got bottles all over the place, and you've got a little solution for this, and we'll put a little in the ear, and rub a little on the lips, and you know. And this is good, because it keeps you busy and learning. You will bother to go learn. And there will be a time when the pharmaceutical houses will not allow you to have anything.
They're already working on it.
Oh, yes. And they're even going to get your vitamins away.
That's right.
Because they don't. And guess what? One of the ones, folic acid, for instance, they've already gotten the important ones for countering and enhancing your immune system. They've already got those under control. So they have to work now. And when you find that your big pharmaceutical houses are taking over the chlorella fields, they're going into that business because it produces, chlorella is the best source you've got for beta carotene. But if all you do is treat your body with beta carotene, you're going to have beta carotene poison. So the main thing that we find with the human person is total unreasonableness. If a little bit's good, let's take the bottle and become addicted. And you see, also, don't misunderestimate the addictive value of these over-the-counter things. Dexatrim, ladies, is the most addicting substance. Mixed with a little alcohol will absolutely make you crazy. So you're not informed, and they don't want you to be informed. They go out of their way to make sure you don't get informed. And the ones who own the oil companies also own the pharmaceuticals, you see. And they run the medical association. But we're going to come up with some very specific things. And when you can treat that cell life, there isn't any reason for death, is there? Except a physical, conscious weariness with this game and library to go on for a while. This is why you find Pleiadians living 1,000 years without batting an eye. And usually will transition for a different experience. There isn't any reason that you die off, except you kill yourself off. And I agree, 100 years is enough of this place. 100-year dose is enough. So let's always remember that when the truth comes through and you begin to have this balanced form of life-giving substance, it is getting you ready for a finer life. And that is glory. That is hope. And that's what sets you apart from the doom and gloomers. and they can call me anything they want. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Unfortunately, they often shout words while they're using sticks and stones. But we've got the glory train, people. Is everybody tired of this? Mm-hmm. Or are there more questions?
Do you have some real serious questions?
Can the underground shelters be picked up
by satellite?
Oh, yes.
Okay. In other words, if we was to pull in our yard, they would know it, right?
Yes. Even the Planning Commission will know it.
I've got a quick, simple question, and that is that I've been visited by space beings since I was a child, and I am still not clear as to the reason why, and I've continued to be in physical form and etheric form.
Take it up with the other guys.
Okay.
Ready for some more?
Yes.
Are the two recent earthquakes in California natural or man-made?
Oh, they're man-made.
Okay. Was the explosion in Mexico deliberate or due to negligence?
Oh, my goodness. Deliberate. They bombed it. They placed bombs in there.
Why?
Oh, man. It's over oil. It's over oil. Man can be so incredibly vile. Oh, it's terrible. No, it was deliberate. And I'm going to remind you once, there are cobalt bombs underlying New York City too. And what you saw in Chicago recently with the flooding, every city is old, the infrastructures are weak, and it's going to happen all over your nation.
Was the current affairs program on UFO sightings and testimony of abductees the beginning of a public disinformation program? Do you know when the Little Grays will, quote, go public? Are these alien replicas under the control of only the U.S. government, or is the conspiracy hierarchy involved?
Oh, the conspiracy hierarchy is completely involved. And no, they're not just here, but the ones that concern you are. This is where the major technology has taken place. And you see, the ones in the higher technology of I don't know any other term to call it, because it's called this, White Russia. You see, we're busy working on higher space technology and literally didn't see any need for all of this genetic study. But you cannot separate the hierarchy. It's all evil hierarchy, all anti-Christ, anti-God, is working for the same goal, and that is control of this planet. So you're going to have all of this technology scattered everywhere, and you have more Russians in your scientific fields, more communists, than you have your own scientists. So you cannot separate anything anymore. There's no way to separate it. Your own CIA has more KGB agents and the communists right out of Russia are training your police departments in all your major cities. That's how integrated you already are. You already are there. This is not something you can think about next year or the year after. You are in it. It's not somewhere out there anymore. It's not one day. It's just, will it be today or tomorrow? It's already now recognized and being made public on some of these programs that are slipping through on public broadcasting system. And you have to know that if they're slipping through, there's a dual reason. One is to get you informed, and one is to tell you exactly how it is going to be. And on your public broadcasting system this last week, possibly on the weekend, but I believe it was even in the week, they talked about setting up these empty military bases into compounds which are now ready, guess what, to house the homeless, of which they expect multitudes.
That's everybody.
That's everybody. So if you keep your eyes and ears open, you learn, and it's here.
What made the French rocket launches on April 15th the most important of the century? What was their payload?
I'm not going to tell you what the payload was. The reason they're important is because you are coming upon this cycle and you need more surveillance. And they were attempting to cause an encounter of some kind, hoping to trigger the atmospheric radioactive belt. And it's not a problem to you because neither one were allowed to be left. We didn't take them out. Russia took them out. You're at war with Russia. Remember, in retaliation, you got one of your spacecraft shot down. Two of them, basically, rendered useless over here at Northrop. When was that? Friday, 3 weeks ago? You're running into a lot of planes coming down. Basically tit for tat. One over there, one over here. You're just in it. I can't, you know, these little isolated things I'm happy to talk about, but it's just all part of the whole.
Are the Russians who have the files on Kennedy's assassination going to release them publicly or just threaten to unless they receive all the aid they request? Was the recent documentary moderated by Jane Girl Jones on the assassination conspiracy an elite authorized effort to expose Bush and others, or was it a conscientious effort by those who contributed to the film to publicize the truth?
The latter part of that I can't answer. I don't keep up with it. The first part was what?
Are the Russians who have the files on Kennedy's assassination going to release them publicly or just threaten?
It's just a tool right now.
Okay.
Some of it will come out. It's coming out. It's coming out to perfection.
Can you verify that there is an energy vortex that encompasses Albuquerque, New Mexico?
The vortex itself is a gallop, so I guess so.
Can you please report on what took place at the meetings of the Pleiadians and the MJ-12 group in 1947, when former Air Force General Nathan Twining was a member of that group?
About the same thing that always takes place. Zero cooperation. No, I cannot go into that.
Number 7. Is the range of emotions of Earth people the same as humans throughout the universe?
Universe is very big. I can't answer it. Generally, you respond like human beings. There are some human beings on some planets who don't respond basically at all emotionally. They are strictly reasoning beings, logic beings.
Please tell us about your childhood, your parents, wife and son, your home, the city.
And how do Pleiadians do it? Well, you'd find it boring compared to Earth.
Well, it says, do you know what and when your next mission will be?
Good grief. Thank goodness there's time in between to ponder these things. I've never had any more fun than I'm having. Neither have you.
Will you see Earth through the Global Plan 2000 and the planetary changes?
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it. Surely that's our mission. That's our only mission.
I have the questions from John in Ridgeway, Ohio, about Seth, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and so forth. I don't see a question, but perhaps you perceived that he had a question.
Well, maybe he wanted to hear Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. He did it through harmonics. No, I don't know. You'll have to read it. You have it.
Well, it seems that the Bible was written for the Hebrew and the Israelite people, Seth, Abram, Isaac, Jacob, who was named Israel.
Oh, well, I don't think I need to put you through it. One tries to figure out, why then do you have these writings and what could have been their purpose? The purpose of those writings from the very beginning was to set you up so that you would assume you had to end exactly like you're told. And you've done it. And all the while, you could have changed it. And you can still change it. But now you are at the apex of the pendulum swing. And then you're going to go back and it's going to change anyway. But at any point, you could have overridden any of those prophecies. But literally, if you are going to build a house for yourself, you are going to visualize what you want, and you're going to see to it that the architect builds or plans a drawing, a blueprint. And then you're going to insist that all those carpenters and constructors follow that plan. And so the plan was well laid. And as it would get out of control and look like you're going to lose control of your house, more little rules would be put in. And all you've done is march to that drummer right down through the eons of time. Without reason, without logic, big bangs, evolution, whatever comes along and some authority tells you, you don't know the difference, so you accept it on the voice of authority. And yet you have no qualification for authority. William Buckley sits on on TV all slouched back in his chair, which isn't too uncomfortable, really. And he says, this may be your last chance. And then to pick up this National Review, where you can hear everything that's important. You know, like he is the chief editor, so Mr. Buckley will tell you what's important. And I think right now the thrust is on Zionism and anti-Semites, the anti-Semitic movement.
Let me hold a minute while I turn the tape.